Never worry for a moment how much you evaluate for a preclear if it's in the line of what life is all about. And you're simply talking to him about the generalities of wisdom itself. Don't discount this. You can't hurt him. The way you can hurt him is to evaluate specifically. The trouble with you is, and that is what we mean by harmful evaluation. It almost must be preceded by the trouble with you is. And so we find the main difficulty with evaluation in general is the fact that it validates the difficulties of the preclear. Wisdom is not the difficulty of the preclear. The difficulty of the preclear is his unknowingness. Now, if you were to talk to him and teach him in this wise, I am talking to you because the trouble with you is you are so stupid, you see, because you don't know these things, because you've never run across these things, because you haven't got two brain cells to knock together. That's why I've got to talk to you this way. If you trained anyone in that sort of an atmosphere, you would not be training anyone. The only reason you can relay the information to him at all is because it has deeply subjective experience behind it. You can relay the information of Scientology to him as well as he has experienced it on the whole track, and no better. Not a bit better. And so you are perhaps spotting up for him and telling him on another determinism that there are many unknown things on the track. The funny part of it is that all he has to do is look around in life and recognize these facts, and large chunks of bank blow on it, just like that. You notice that a preclear can get well because you, the auditor, are indicating the process. Well, you don't conceive that to be evaluation. Well, don't ever conceive training in Scientology to be evaluation for the preclear. I made my point on that. I know many instructors and so forth have hung up on that from time to time. Don't worry about it. Neglect it.